Welcome back, and joining me today is Dewey Bulldoggers head football coach Tyler Cade. And coach, first of all, congratulations to you and the Bulldoggers picking up your first district win, improving to 3-1 overall, but more importantly, getting that road win. That's something that Dewey has been hungry for a long time.
Yes, that was my point this week, last week. You know, we harped on, you know, if we're going to be a playoff contender, if we're going to be a team that's, you know, going to be a legit playoff team, we have to be able to win on the road. Whether it's district games or it's later on down the road, when we do get in the playoffs, you know, at some point we're going to have to play on the road and get a road win. So I'm really proud of the way our kids traveled. They stayed locked in mentally. They were in great physical shape. They had all their checks down offensively and defensively. So I was proud of the way our kids showed up on the road, and it was big for us to get, you know, our first big road win, you know, since our last road game in Fawcett got rained out and canceled.
You know, and looking back to that game, Hunter Brewer was just Hunter Brewer again, rushed over 200 yards, and I believe he scored 4 touchdowns. And right now, this young man is really just getting part of that big offensive threat that Dewey's looking for.
Yes, he is now rushed for 1,100 yards, so for him to rush for over 1,000 yards in 5 games, that's huge. And a lot of that credit goes to our offensive line as well. Our O-line does a great job opening holes. They do a great job of getting to the next level, blocking linebackers. So, you know, Hunter Brewer is a big part of our offense. We also have some other weapons on the outside with our receivers. But, you know, when people play us, they're going to have to count for him and know that he's going to run hard and that he's going to get his yards if you don't have a plan for him. So I'm really proud of the way he's been running. I'm proud of the way he's been playing defense. I'm proud of the way he's been working in our pass scheme, doing as far as being a pass blocker. He's done a great job. So overall, Hunter Brewer's doing a great job, and I'm excited to see what the future holds for him in the next couple of games.
You know, and another player, Jonathan Blackman, we mentioned last week, he did a good job of a part of the blocking attack that Hunter Brewer needed. What was that? Was that the same way it was last week against Manford?
He got some deep balls for us, got one deep ball for us on a post route, which was a big play, touchdown. We also got him the ball in some screen game and some quick game. We were able to get the ball in JB's hands, and he was able to get 5, 6, 7, 8 yards. So he had not only did a great job blocking like he does every week, but he got some touches in the quick game, and he got some positive yardage, and he got some deep passes that got us some positive yardage, one for a touchdown. And then also we run our two-point plays. He did a great job working open during our two-point plays and catching the ball and getting us 2 points. So JB, just like Hunter, is getting better every week. He understands his role on this team. You know, we know that he's a great receiver, but when we don't target him, he does a good job blocking and doing whatever he needs to do.
I consider Jonathan Blackman a playmaker. Do you agree with that?
Yes, 100%. He's a guy when, you know, we need a big play in the passing game. He's definitely a guy we look for.
Now we focus on this Friday and what a tough task that the Bulldoggers will have. We'll really find out how good the Bulldoggers will be when they host Berry Hill. Undefeated, 4-0, coming in after taking care of Locust Grove last week. And knowing Berry Hill in the past, they are a very rich tradition football team. They love to pound on you.
Yes, they are big up front. You know, they have 2 linemen over 300 pounds, and these are good-looking 300-pound kids. They have good feet, good hands. You know, the strength of their offense is their offensive line. You know, they open up holes for the running back. They protect the quarterback at all times. You know, this is a great challenge for the Dewey Bulldoggers, and we understand the importance of it. You know, a couple of papers have this ranked as one of the top 10 games in the state, and we're just excited to be in that position. You know, we're excited to accept that challenge. We're excited to get the opportunity to play at home and play the best team in 3A right now, in my opinion. And we get the opportunity to go out and show what we're all about, and I think the people are going to like what they see.
What are the Doggers going to have to do to get that win on Friday?
We're going to have to win all phases, offense, defense, special teams. You know, we've been struggling with some penalties here lately. We've got to eliminate the penalties. You know, we've got to play clean. We've got to keep Hunter Brewer healthy, get him, you know, running the ball, getting in space. But at the same time, you know, creating play action off that, you know, throw it deep to Jonathan Blackman. You know, those are the things we got to do offensively. Defensively, we have to take care of the run game stuff and then not get beat over the top with the good receivers they have. So, you know, Berry Hill is solid across the board, offensively and defensively. In our offense, they have weapons at receiver, they have weapons at the running back, they have weapons at the quarterback, good old line. So, I mean, they're a solid football team, and we got our work cut out for us, but we're excited for the challenge.
Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Doggers this Friday against Berry Hill.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.